Rule number 19 is simply finish, which means end on a memorable, positive note. Sometimes it's not the first impression, but the last impression that you make which stands out most with other people. As a master communicator, one of your primary objectives is to finish each of your conversations in a positive way. By doing so, you'll help guarantee a favorable, lasting impression of you and your conversation. Here are three ways I've chosen to define the word finish. 1. To arrive at a conclusion or to attain an objective. 2. To bring to an end, achieve an outcome, or complete a task. And 3. As it applies to this book, to complete a conversation in a positive manner so it leaves a favorable impression on all of those who participate. Like having a delicious dessert at the end of a fine gourmet meal, it's equally important to finish your conversation in a pleasurable way. The following suggestions will help you develop this important communication habit. My first suggestion is impress others by first being impressed by them. People waste a lot of time and effort on trying to make an impression. Instead, they should let this process happen naturally by first focusing on what's impressive about the other person. Remember that in the beginning of an interaction, it's only human nature to be more concerned about your own needs. So when you give others the general feeling of being important, it will cause them to reciprocate in kind. Another suggestion is recall your favorite part of the conversation. At the end, it's a big plus to recall something that you've liked, appreciated, or enjoyed during the conversation. Focus more on what the other person did or said than on your own contribution. This is a subtle form of compliment, and as such, it's most effective when it's specific and personal. If you mention just one or two highlights from a conversation that tickled your fancy, it will usually help produce a lasting favorable impression. Another suggestion is try to leave them laughing. If you can develop and implement the skill, you'll be head and shoulders above others when it comes to exiting on a memorable positive note. The great thing about ending with tasteful humor is that the good feeling sticks with the other person. There is a wise piece of sage advice that goes, always leave them laughing. In most cases, this is true, especially when you find yourself engaged in informal social conversations. And one more suggestion is express your eagerness for the next time. Whether you're ending a phone conversation or finishing a lunch date with a friend, remember to comment, that was fun or that was great, let's do it again. It's not enough to simply say, until we meet again. You want to let the other person know that you actually do look forward to seeing them again and that your words are not just a statement of courtesy. Your objective is to convey that there's an open invitation to meet up with you again in the future. The bottom line is, remember that in order to talk like a winner in the broadest sense, you must finish like a winner as well. All you have to do is follow a simple and powerful rule. End your conversations on a memorable, positive note. Once you appreciate the significance of this essential part of successful daily communication, it's only a matter of experimenting, practicing, and testing it every day in your own life until it becomes automatic.